Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
Hey everyone and welcome. This is Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk news updates. There's a lot of updates and a lot of news. Not all of it is good.
Drama.
Not all of it is good. Mm. Oh my goodness.
Some of it is horrible news.
I think you may know where we're going with that. But besides that, there's still also a lot of other random stuff K-pop wise to talk about in the K-pop world and community. So we will go over all of those today because, I mean, we have an announcement of SM Town Tour. There's like even craziness in the world, like that the country of K-pop. South Korea like had martial law. We'll talk about that, I guess. We'll have some comebacks, music videos. Of course, all the sad news, especially on Thanksgiving Day. There's been actually multiple like group disbandments endings and a couple, I guess, renewals.
Yes.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. We also had MMA, the Melon Music Awards. Mm-hmm. And a lot of stuff happened there, as well as a lot of performances as well, just like Mama last week. And we have some BTS sad news again, and but some other random news to BTS. And pick us up at the end also, Haley will pick us up with Stray Kids, right? And we have a little bit of 17 in between, and just a lot of other interesting stuff. But don't forget to please don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell, and tune in whenever you're tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast, whenever and wherever you are tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast, because we are available pretty much every Thursdays and almost all podcast streaming platforms. You sharing word of mouth, just liking, subscribing goes a long way, helps the podcast itself, and also it helps you possibly win and enter for a chance to get a holiday giveaway. Mm-hmm. This holiday, we are giving away the Drip by Baby Monster Ziploc version album. And we have a good amount of listeners that have already entered. Mm-hmm. And you will be receiving, yes, the Drip album, which comes with a full set of all the Baby Monster members. It's a set of photo cards. It's pretty awesome.
Which is surprising because their light stick doesn't even come with a full set of photo cards.
Exactly. So that you got to enjoy and make sure you enter and try to get this, because not only will you win this Baby Monster drip album, you will also get the choice of your ultimate bias, which you should tell us mm-hmm. when you enter, mm-hmm. Because you'll get a pre-order bonus photo card from me and Haley, and that will be part of the holiday giveaway gift.
Yes.
So, Haley, where should they check us out, and what do they have to do to enter this?
Find us and submit your entries on Permission to Stand Podcast. That's our Instagram. And what you have to do for the contest is please let us know what groups you want to see in 2025, and then also your ultimate bias out of all the K-pop groups that you listen to.
Yes, your ultimate number one bias. Man, that's really tough. Like for
me. Who is yours?
Oh, man. Right now, I think Sana's still number one for me. Sana might still be up there lingering amidst, like, I guess you could say, Yunjin and Minji, and it's a difficult battle.
It's hard.
To get atop that mountain with Sana standing above all. How about you? I feel like yours is possibly Sungho.
Right now, yes, but
from
I think
Boy
it's
Next Door?
Still Changwin as well.
He's still there. Like, yeah. He's fighting him off with his pecs and his biceps,
yeah.
Trying to choke him out.
If Sungho bulks up, then it might be. Game over.
That might not be for a long time, though.
Yeah.
Also, some of you have been sending your entries, but it's not complete, so it doesn't count.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Haley has seen it, and so I'm just throwing it out there. Like,
yeah.
It's really simple what you have to do, but
I'm not enough to, like, let you guys correct it.
But some of those, and then you have to at least tell us it's for the entry. Sometimes it's like people are like, oh, I love Boy Next Door. Or like, okay.
And I'm like,
cool.
Is this for the giveaway or are you just telling me?
Yeah, so please be clear on that. But there you go. And let's get started. We have a lot to talk about. SM Town is having their tour. Haley, this is one of the tours that you first attended in terms of like K-pop, right?
Yeah, this was actually my first K-pop concert. I believe so.
It's all SM artists, though, right?
Yeah,
I can imagine.
It was in 2012, I think, was the last one here in LA. So now they're having one again in 2025, next year.
So it's been 12 years?
Yeah.
Or 13 years?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I was going to say holy shit.
It's been a while. But I'm actually surprised. I was kind of hoping that they would have another one, but then the lineup is not what I wanted, so I don't think we're going to go.
Or it's like of less interest to our taste buds, right?
Mm-hmm.
Looks like SM Town will be returning to the U.S. SM Town tour has always still been happening, I think, in Korea, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to actually have an actual tour. January 11 and 12, it will be in Seoul. So that's going to be
up.
Obviously in Korea. It's
mm-hmm.
It should be like, what, that's like a month-ish?
Month away. Mm-hmm.
Then they'll be going to Mexico City. And followed by that,
that's not until May. So they have like
a huge gap. There's a giant gap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's Haley's right. So Mexico City is May 9. Then we have LA. LA is on May 11.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're going to Tokyo. That's August 9 to 10.
And like another gap.
Apparently, additional tour stops will be revealed.
Mm-hmm.
AKA when they figure out where are they going to go and where is it going to make money for
right,
them.
And they have to like coordinate because I feel like it's a whole. That's a lot of idols.
So here's the lineup for like everyone but Korea. We'll tell Korea after,
mm-hmm.
but here's everyone else. Super Junior, EXO, only Chanyeol and Suho.
Mm-hmm.
NCT Dream, Wavy, Rise, NCT Wish, and apparently more.
Maybe.
So a lot of NCITizens should be very excited about this tour.
That lineup, there's no girl groups.
Zero girl groups. Zero girls. Females in general.
So that's for like everyone but
Korea.
Because
Korea
is amazing. Like this is the lineup that I would have wanted if we were to go, I think.
Right. Are you going to say it? It sounded like you were like on a transition to say it yourself.
I thought you were going to say it. Well, so in Korea they get BoA, Taeyeon, TVXQ, Ki and Minho of SHINee, Red Velvet, aespa, and Navis, and all the rest that we mentioned earlier. So, like, they get a huge chunk. Like, so, pretty much all the SM artists.
That's the real SM town, for real. And then, like you said, all the female artists will only be in Korea, so...
Yeah, because I remember the last time that I went and saw them in 2012, BoA was there, Girls' Generation, like, the whole freaking group was there. Obviously, like, a lot of these newer groups were not existent, but I got all of SHINee, I got TVXQ, wow. Yeah, so, like, and Super Junior, and I think EXO.
Well, they're all going to be there again, yeah. Basically. But that's interesting. I mean, like, aespa, I think they're still touring, too, so
yeah.
It makes some sense for that. But I'm like, man, like, Taeyeon, BoA, mm-hmm. I don't know why they are. Like, Minho and Key, what the heck?
Right.
Even Red Velvet, what the heck?
And where's Taemin? I feel like he's touring this year, though.
That's probably the main reason.
Yeah.
So that is what's going on. That's, like, the only thing that we have in terms of tours mm-hmm. right now. And if you didn't hear, but also in Korea, they underwent, like, martial law in December 3. So, like, yes, literally a day ago for us yeah. from when we're recording. And but at least all the artists were, I guess, like, all the K-pop artists were told to just refrain from attending events mm-hmm. and going to festivals or, like, just everything's being canceled kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I mean...
Explain, because, like, when it came out, I was like, what does martial law mean?
Martial law...
Because everyone was, like, freaking out about it.
Let's basically the government, and which is also run by the president, like, basically... do whatever, like, kind of, like, take control over everything. You know, that doesn't sound good at all already. Mm. But so that, yeah, so they kind of controls over even, like, media and mm-hmm. everything. Mm-hmm. So apparently it's probably because there was, like, some type of, I don't know, it's a lot of political
right.
Disputes and battles and all that different stuff going on. Obviously, a lot of the South Korean citizens did not like that.
Right. They actually fought back and yeah. like got the martial law lifted.
They got it lifted.
Within a couple of hours.
Yes. And then now they're trying to impeach him, mm-hmm. The president. So, I mean, it just seemed, I never knew how much, like, political turmoil and, like, stuff was going on in Korea. Like, because we're too busy with
all the shit that goes on here.
Korean pop. Oh. And the shit here, too. We have our own political yeah. things that are going on here. So it's just interesting because I guess this has been going on for a while.
Had no idea.
Yeah, so a lot of tension has been going on. But, I mean, everyone seems to be safe, including, like, especially, like, the K-pop artists, since this is a K-pop podcast. So yeah. We'll see what happens in the upcoming, like, days. I mean, especially if they're trying to impeach the president. Who mm-hmm. knows if more turmoil or, like, uprising and stuff will be, like, happening. So mm-hmm. that's just something interesting to kind of follow and look at there. Don't worry, we will definitely get to, like, all the Thanksgiving Day news I woke up to, mm-hmm. aka NewJeans news. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of other stuff besides NewJeans too, with, like, other groups that were kind of, like, disbanding, or it seemed like they're, like, leaving their respective companies mm-hmm. as well. But before we get to that, let's kind of just go through the comebacks, because, I mean, it's not too much, and, like, the music videos we watch are not too much either. Comebacks, we have December 6th, Twice. Mm-hmm. Twice will have their comeback called Strategy, which they also came here to promote with the pop-up, which they did not even show up for. Rosé is going to be having her first solo studio album, of course, called Rosie, mm-hmm. self-titled after herself kind of thing. Also the same day, December 6th. Last but not least, also on the same day, V, mm-hmm. Taehyung from BTS, of course, we'll be having his single, White Christmas, with Bing Crosby.
Yes.
I'm so curious and interested to hear that. Mm-hmm. It would be pretty awesome, actually. December 9th, 5050, who is touring. And wait, did I talk about them?
I don't.
Oh, shit, it was this past weekend.
Okay,
oh,
yeah, so no.
I guess I could talk. Okay, so 5050, the new 5050, right? Because three of the members out of the four from the old one are kind of gone, and we haven't heard anything from them since. And then only one was left, and they added four new members. So this new revamp 5050 is going to be dropping their digital single Winter Glow. I wonder if it's the same Christmas song they perform. Okay, so I also watched 5050. They were here at one of the smaller venues here in LA. I watched them. Was it on Saturday? Or was it Friday? Friday, after Thanksgiving.
Friday, yes.
So I watched them on Friday. It was really fun. Like, the whole thing was really cool because we were sat up close, like, me and our friend James, who I went with. And we purchased the special VIP thing, VIP package where you could get something signed and have like a little meet and greet. It was really quick. I can only talk to them for like, they gave us like only like 30 seconds or something.
That's per member. I mean, better than nothing.
It was. And then overall, the show was really good. Like, honestly, I didn't realize how good 50/50 was vocally. Mm-hmm. They're all really talented vocalists. And overall, it was a really cool and more intimate experience than what I'm used to. Like, because a lot of half of our friends go to Nugu's. Watch Nugu's like perform like new girl groups and new groups
in general, right? Yeah,
but of course them the girl groups, so they get all these different high touches and do all that stuff because you can get those with like the smaller groups. So it was kind of cool because I mean everyone knows 50/50's viral song what a couple of years ago or a year ago, Cupid,
with the original four members.
Overall, it was a cool experience. That the VIP stuff was cool because they gave you a full set of photo cards. That's always appreciated. I feel like even G Idol had that when we watched them. A lot of groups are starting to do that, which makes total sense to give us a full set of photo cards.
Like, that's what people want.
That's what the people want. And then also, I'm trying to think what else happened. We were like separated, so because we didn't know how many tickets there were for the separate VIP. And 50/50's fandom, do you know what it's called?
No.
20.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Shouldn't
don't ask me why.
25?
Exactly. So don't ask me why, but they're called 20, right? T-W-E-N-Y, no T. And
20.
20. So apparently when we counted and looked, like, because they separated us after the show, we did our meet and greets after the show. We looked around. We're like, oh, there's 20 of us that got this the special VIP because there was like two different tiers.
Is it only 20? That's pretty crazy.
And then the other tier, like there was a lot of other people. It was kind of like to take a group photo with and do like a quick high touch wave. Mm-hmm. Actually, we touched them. No, we gave them a high five. Mm-hmm. So it was an actual high touch. So I think there was overall like about like 100 of us. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like after that whole initial part, then there was only 20 of us like doing the meet and greet, talking. It was really cool because
the photo?
Oh, I don't know. I hope they email. I don't know.
Are they uploading it to a site?
Who knows? I have no idea.
I hope it's not going to be.
It's going to be like
Kevin's photo at KCON with ATs.
Our friend Kevin took a picture with ATs with KCON. And they never uploaded, sent, or done anything with the photo.
At least we got the one with Epic High.
So,
but they uploaded it to a website.
So I have no idea. I haven't even checked my emails to double check that. But it was really cool, though, having a meet and greet. Kind of talking to the members. They've been practicing their English a lot. Two of the members are fluent in English. Chanel and Athena. Chanel is actually from L.A. Like, she's actually, I think, from Hawthorne or something. Mm. So in that area. And in Athena is from Sweden, but she knows English. And I think both of them are my bias and Wrecker, actually. But overall, it was really cool. They obviously don't have a lot of songs, but so they performed
like five songs.
They have, I mean, kind of-ish, yeah. But then they performed a lot of, I think they performed their new Christmas song, which was actually pretty cool and fun.
Was it this one?
I'm not sure. It seemed more upbeat than what this title sounds like, but I think it might have been, because I think they were saying, oh, we're going to perform our new Christmas single.
It's probably this
But it's, it sounded like the concept, if you look at the pictures for 50/50, it looks more like a ballad kind of thing, but this one is like more like fun, upbeat, like especially like the lyrics and everything. So we'll see when it
concept photos.
Yeah, so when we'll see when it actually drops. But they did a lot of solo stages with like covers, like
Spice Girls
2 was like the big group cover. That was cool. Of course, I think like two members did like Taylor Swift. CeeLo Green by was done by Chanel, and overall it was really cool. Like in the whole show, it was. We got pushed back like almost like 40 minutes late. I mean, maybe that's to be expected with like the smaller venues because, you know, I don't know. Actually, I don't know. So I shouldn't have even said, you know. But overall, it was really fun. And they performed for their encore song. Guess what song?
Q. Cupid.
Yes, so the the new members actually performed Cupid with Kina. Kina is like the original member, so everyone was going crazy. It's interesting because that's the only time when everyone stood up in the audience. I'm like, people should have stood up earlier for some of the other stuff, which was fun. Especially Gravity. Gravity was the second to last song. And they did like almost like a rock version. And Haley knows I love the song Gravity. And this rock version, I was like, oh, this is interesting. There's no live band or anything. So that's that's why it was kind of interesting hearing like double bass pedals as Gravity was going. But also the other cool part was literally one section across from us, like two rows back, was like Chanel's family, her like parents. So it was pretty funny that she was like shouting them out and all that stuff. And also the members, because it was a smaller stage, they actually went into the middle area of the crowd. They walked down. Of course they did. Of course, like in this, not near the, like the sides. So that was like, I was like, damn it. But overall, it was fun. It was a cool experience to like finally get a meet and greet. I can't even imagine having it with like the bigger girl groups that like I stand.
That's
plus,
not
like,
going to happen.
Of course, it's not going to happen.
Not
but
like that. I
thanks
mean,
for
have,
shutting me down already.
You'd have to like buy 1,000 albums or something.
And I'd have to fly to Korea. Yeah. And that's pretty much it. So it was a cool mini experience for myself. And, you know, maybe if they tour again and if they do it, I'll sign up because it was really cool. It was cool talking to, like, Chanel because obviously she spoke, like, fluent English. And I talked to her about Thanksgiving and she was it felt like we talked for a while, but I know it was really short. So I was like, oh, how's your Thanksgiving? And I was like, did you spend it with your parents and your, like, family? And she said, like, she was so happy to finally spend Thanksgiving and be home after 3 years. I was like, damn, you haven't even been back home in like 3 years. So they had like, you know, the full turkey and like the mashed potatoes, like the whole like classic American Thanksgiving. And she said she had all the members go with her to their house. So it was like their first ever Thanksgiving, like American Thanksgiving for them. So that's,
yeah, because
that's
Korea doesn't. Yeah, they don't celebrate.
I don't think Sweden either. Like,
they have Chuseok instead.
So this is like a little different. So it was they probably enjoyed all the different kinds of foods and everything. And I'm sure, like as parents, it's like cool to meet like your like daughter's like group mates, right? Their bandmates. And Athena was also, since I talked to her in English, she was surprised that there's a lot of palm trees. She didn't know there's palm trees in LA.
I know.
But they're like everywhere.
I don't know why we have palm trees.
I don't
here.
Know why either. But she was very surprised. And that was like the one thing she kept bringing up, that she was surprised there's palm trees here. So, and some of the members talked about wanting to eat In-N-Out. So I was like, I hope you guys get In-N-Out.
You'll see more palm trees there.
Exactly. And one of the members looks like Haewon from NMIX. And her name is Yeewon. So it's like E-W-O-N. Yeah, that's my 50-50 story. That's it. Haley didn't want to go.
I didn't. And because there was tickets that were like $7 as well. And I was like, I'm good.
Yeah,
I
so
wanted a day just, you know, to like chill.
You know what's cool? What they did were like for those people who had like, because they didn't want everyone spread apart. And obviously it wasn't fully sold out. Yeah. So they allowed people who had like the further ones to kind of like get closer tickets and like, you know, kind of fill up, make it look like they fill up the stadium more.
Yeah, because that's what some of our friends were banking on. They're like, I'm going to wait till it drops because like it's not gonna sell out, and it didn't. They bought cheap tickets and then they got pushed to the front.
Yeah,
they bought like
even
I think it was like $9
one of our friends Zach Kilo was able to even like they were throwing out stuff, and they were just, it was funny because they were throwing out stuff to the crowd.
Yeah, like the balls that are
and
signed.
They were like, yeah, they're, I didn't know about this kind of thing. It's basically like look like ping pong balls that are just signed with their signature.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. So, yeah, but I have a signed
Stray
out.
Stray Kids did that, too, in
Korea.
Oh,
they used
in Japan.
They do ping pongs? I didn't know it was just ping pongs.
Yeah, little balls.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And they sign it.
I didn't know it's just ping pong balls. Interesting. So, yeah, that's what was going on. But I got a signed album, all the members, and I asked Chanel to write to Joko. So, got a personalized signed album. So, win. It was fun. And let's see, I think before we get into my sadness and everything, we also have music videos to talk about. Oh, actually, we're not even done.
Le Sserafim,
December 11th, their Japanese comeback for Crazy. December 13th, Stray Kids.
Yes, with their special album, Hop. And they'll be releasing their music video for Walking on Water.
Is that the one that they posted like a trailer or teaser of yet?
No,
or
those
that was something
ones
else? Are those concepts?
Those are all the solo. each artist. They're doing like an unveil video teaser for each of them.
All I saw was Bang Chan's.
Oh, of course. Him fucking being...
Thirst trapping. like an anime character kind of thing?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, so that's what I saw. Music videos, we watched only like two this time around. Not that much like really dropped in terms of like for us to watch. You wanted to go over them? You could.
We watched V's music video for Winter Head, and it's featuring Park Hyoshin. I guess it's like a Christmas song, or like maybe just for like winter.
It was like really soulful. I feel like this is Tae's really good voice.
Yeah,
like,
he has that voice for these kind of songs. It's like something that you would go to a jazz cafe or something and then hear this
like play. A bar or something. It's very like really like the jazzy tones. Like his voice like is a perfect fit for this type of music,
and I feel like this is what he wanted to do when he was gonna do his solos, because like he knows his voice is fit for this, and this is the kind of music that he likes to listen to,
and it's perfect. It worked.
We also watched NEXT Z,
JYP's Japanese
group,
boy group,
that sings in Korean.
Yep.
I feel like only a few of their songs have been in Japanese, so I'm confused with this group. And they promote a lot in Korea, which is nice because I get to see more of them. Because like, unlike NIZIU,
I feel like
we don't really like, they're not promoted a lot in Korea as much as like NEXT Z has been. But the music video was NEXT Zeneration.
And I mean, going back to that really quick, like. Yeah, when they promote and like do a lot more stuff in Japan, like barely you see videos because there's no recording. They're more strict. And then also the media outlets and stuff, like they don't repost or like put up, you know, the performances or any of that stuff in Japan.
Mm-mm.
It's kind of crazy. Like just to like give an example, like there was a Japanese, I don't even know if it might have been an award show or some type of show where they had Baby Monster and NewJeans recently together, and they sat next to each other. You can barely get clips of it because it's just people like screen recording like the actual
TV
or something. It's like ghetto.
Yeah.
And it's, really tough to actually see this, because I wanted to see, of course, like interactions, especially with NewJeans and Baby Monster. This might have, could have also been like the last time we see NewJeans like on air like this too. So it's like, it's a shame. Like it sucks that Japan's like that, but that's just how it is.
Yeah, they've always been strict with it like that.
Like gatekeeping almost in a way. I'm like, what do you, don't have nothing to lose or nor nothing to gain from it, to be honest too, by like not allowing other people. If anything, it restricts you.
Right.
Like that's why we know Inkigayo, we know all this stuff in Korea that we would never have known. It's because like it's available to watch and see everywhere.
I'm glad some Japanese artists do have music videos and stuff up on YouTube now, though. Because it wasn't like that before. They would all be taken down.
Oh, man. Yeah, like Sony and like a lot of the other Japanese big labels, they would just flag it. They take everything down so quickly. Yeah. It's insane. So what do you think of this NEXT Zeneration song?
It was okay.
It's not like, to Haley's palette. Music,
I mean,
palette
I do
taste.
Like a lot of their songs, but I mean, by now you guys should kind of know what I'm into, and it's not that kind. I liked their song, like, Ride the Vibe and Miracle and Starlight, that kind of sound, but...
Which one is the one that they debuted with that sounds like Party O'Clock
Miracle
by NMIX?
Cool.
Yep.
Sounds... That was sung in Japanese, too.
And I showed Haley the instrumental version of Party O'Clock of NMIX.
It's the same.
The tune is very, very similar.
Yeah. So they just added something on top of it.
Yeah.
It's that's a good song, though.
It is a good song, because I like Party O'Clock by NMIX. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
It worked out. I guess right now is a good time for you to get your Kleenex and tissues, as we're about to embark on a very sad journey and sad news.
Mm-hmm.
And also, don't forget to stay hydrated, get some water, something to drink, bathroom break time. And as you do this, or before you go and do this, don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Since you are tuning in still to the Permission to Stand podcast, we bring you new episodes about K-pop every Thursday. And don't forget, I mean, you can also, like, just subscribing and listening goes a long way, because all the advertisement stuff, you know, helps fund like, the whole podcast and everything that Haley and I do. There's even, if you want donations, probably don't do it if you can't afford to, especially because everyone is trying to spend and use money for Christmas presents. Maybe now is not the good time, but I'm just letting you know it's there. And we're grateful and appreciative to everyone that has actually donated. We've actually got random ones from like double digit dollars, which, oh my goodness. So thank you for that. But like also like even it's just like a dollar and change, like any little thing always goes a long way, and we appreciate anything. And where can you check us out and tell them, Haley, where they can also message us? They can actually keep in contact and simp with us.
Yes, find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast.
And you can, don't forget to enter for the Baby Monster and your Ultimate Bias pre-order bonus card.
Yep.
You know what to do, and make sure you tell us that you are entering as well.
Yes, be like, this is for the giveaway.
Please. Yeah. Most of you have done that, yes. And we appreciate it. And we just, you know, Haley's the one that's been really good with like contacting you guys back and just like messaging and conversing with you. So that helps her for like, I remember I opened some of the messages just to see what Haley's been talking about or like who's entered. And Haley, one of the messages is like, oh, thanks for listening. Are you entering the the giveaway? Because she couldn't tell. And I read the message. I was like, oh yeah, I probably wouldn't have been able to tell too. So just at least be clear on that, because some of you may have entered, but we did not know you're actually entering. You might just be talking with us, because a lot of people just send us chats and don't even enter, but just like chatting with us too. So yeah.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. It's time. So let me paint you a picture. I am off on Thanksgiving. I have a 4-day vacation. I wake up Thanksgiving Day and, you know, excited to eat turkey, mac and cheese. I have to cook some mac and cheese because I brought it to our family's Thanksgiving thing. And, you know, mashed potatoes, stuffing, all this great food, pies, desserts.
Ham. Yet.
Oh, and ham for Haley, of course, her favorite. And the first thing I do, as mostly anybody here in the world does these days, they grab their phone. Mm. So I grabbed my phone, looked at my phone. Before I even opened up any of the chats or text messages we get, I saw some news notifications. Mm-hmm. One of them said New Jeans. Mm-hmm. To my horror and dismay, our nightmare has come true.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving Day, I awoke to New Jeans news about them announcing their decision to terminate their exclusive contract with Adore, stating that as of November 29th, we have ended our exclusive contract with Adore and will continue our activities independently, free from Adore and Hype. All right. So they, like, if you've noticed too, it just feels like it's not real, because the New Jeans account has still been posting their stuff. I get Weaver's notifications. There's like stuff still constantly doing it. It's like that one meme where like the dog is sitting in the fire, Hype and Adore like just ignoring the fire. And
this
like,
is fine.
This is fine. We're still just going to do everything. And I mean, they have been.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, I mean, the members have still like kept to their contract. And, you know, like I said, they were at that Japanese music show. They performed at KGMA, that random ass award show.
They're supposed to be performing at the end of the year. SBS.
Their name.
Like the Christmas concert.
Their name is technically on
still,
it. So it'd be interesting to see
exactly. Are they going to go?
That's the question now. Because now we've entered December already. Yeah. November 29th has passed. I don't know if they're just doing contractual obligations that, like, they already signed up in advance kind of thing.
Which they said that they would complete.
Yeah.
Like, all the ones that they've signed up
for. Who knows,
for.
Like, you know, because they could have had stuff going till, like, next year already scheduled. Yeah. But in terms of, like, the actual contract itself, apparently they terminated it. Now, along with that, it makes me wonder and question a lot of things. Especially just from I guess I don't want to make it seem like I'm, like, putting down anyone that's not an adult. Because I was going to say, looking at it from an adult perspective, I'll say from, like, I guess a mature, like, perspective of the whole thing. It's just, like, because, you know, I saw parts of the, like, parts of the press conference and all that. And, you know, like, I mean, it seems like the way that they, like, in their heads, like, the members and maybe even their, I don't know, the other people that's along with them aside, you know, like, there's so many people behind the scenes, too, for sure.
Yeah.
With that are part of, like, NewJeans and everything. They really, like, are saying, like, oh, we're, like, they make it seem like we don't have to pay a penny. Or a won, I should say a won, a single won, because Hybe and Adore are the ones that kind of, like, broke the contract agreement.
Yeah.
So they think legally they're, like, scot-free.
I don't think so.
I don't think that's how it works.
Like, it's not, because, like, when you sign these kind of contracts,
there's more to it. There's so
there's consequences if you break it.
Fine prints and, like, the documents are, I'm pretty sure, above their heads and, like, their level of understanding. Because when I read legal jargon myself, some of it is above my head and, like, understanding. It's like,
right, you can't understand
you really
it.
Need people that are educated in the field of, you know, law and everything, like, because there's just so much that goes into this. And that's why I kind of, like, really liked the perspective that there's this one random TikTok user, I forgot his name, but remember I sent you the video. I sent it to, like, a multiple friends, and he kind of put in perspective the whole thing. It's like, I hope a lot of you are happy, because, like, and I hope they're, like, happy with their decision, because, like, sure, power to them, but at the same time, this is not a good thing. I know they're probably oppressed, and, like, you know, it could be subjective or objective. We don't know how to take it, because we weren't there for when all of this, like, oppression or, like, all of these, like, things that were like accusations were done. We weren't there. We don't know if, like, they're actually ignoring Hani or, like, if she was just misconstruing it because of all the tension, right? Like, you never know. And it just sucks that, like, they think they could get away scot-free without having to pay. I feel like there's going to be financial consequences. Not only are there financial consequences that are probably going to affect them, because, I mean, they probably have made some of their money, right? But I'm like, how much have they walked away with? We don't, because the company takes a lot of that income. Especially, we have to not forget that they're only in, like, their second year.
Right,
they're not, like, you know, it's not like Twice where, like, they paid their dues. I know NewJeans was super successful, like, probably the most successful girl group in history, like,
in such a short time
span, right? Like, they were on their way to reaching Blackpink levels in, like, record time.
Yeah.
And the thing is, with this, like, type of thing, I know a lot of, like, Gen Zers and young people are, like, saying, like, oh, I'm so proud of them. Yeah. Like, you know, power to them. Like, you know, sticking it to the man or, like, fighting against, like, the big Hybe corporation. There's a reason why a lot of other groups may have had problems, but they don't go and fight.
They stuck through it.
They don't fight the giant corporation that had funded them. Because once you bite the hand that feeds, especially, and I feel like such a tough industry, and, like, I feel like it's very grueling and strict in Korea and K-pop. Is there really any way for them to find or, like, get the same type of funding? The reason why they also were, like, so popular, aside from the music, was because of the type of money that Hybe had to, like, promote them, to do all those amazing albums, concepts, photos, like, shoots, video shoots, all these amazing things that they provided to us. They couldn't have done it out of their own pockets.
No, There's no way. Feel like even with all their modeling and stuff, Hybe had something to do with that, to, like, push
of
them.
Course.
Like, can you please let them model for, like, whatever, Gucci and stuff like that.
So a lot of this, like, you know, like, it really, I think it's going to backfire on them. And of course, I wish for, like, the best and the, like, success for them, for the members and for NewJeans. But I really think, like, this was not a good idea. This was, as soon as they were allowed to do that crazy YouTube video out of nowhere, which I'm like, blows my mind. Like, there should have been adults, like, or at least people on like higher levels, like maturity and like understanding, like legal situation wise, knowing the detrimental results of like something like that, that it could have on these girls' futures. Right.
Right.
So, I mean, overall, it's just like, it finally happened. We talked about it. It was a matter of,
yeah,
like,
it's been
when.
Since like April, this has been going
on. It's a matter of when, and when is now. And it's just like, it's a little disappointing. And I'm just like really worried because everyone is like, you know, a lot of you, a lot, like not our listeners, but like a lot of, you know, K-Nets or like whoever the hell is, you know, like empowering and gaslighting them, being like, oh, you're doing great and whatever. Like, yeah, take down Hype.
I'm sure Minhee Jin is part of it.
Of course. She's like she's the puppeteer in terms of like the way that these girls are kind of like strung around her fingers in a way, which kind of, it's sad, but Minhee Jin did produce like the music that a lot of us enjoys. She just has ulterior motives. And it just sounded weird when I said it. So yeah, so that, and plus she's very greedy and kind of strange too. We've talked about her background on one of the other episodes of the podcast. She has some
she's brainwashed those kids.
She has very suggestive like ways of thinking and stuff. I mean, obviously it really showed like with the song called Cookie, with especially Hane was like 14 or
like
15
at the
time.
A lot of them were too young for that.
If you didn't know about her history in SM, go ahead and look that up. Just Google or like Instagram search it. You'll find very interesting videos about like she made like Taemin like take his shirt off and like do like type of like concept photos, like shirtless. And he was underage and he was And not only was that, he was uncomfortable with it.
Yeah, he was very uncomfortable.
So it was, you know, there's a lot of layers to peel back here. But overall, it's just, it was sad. Sad news as a bunny, like, who really, like, they're my number one group.
Yeah.
And it just sucks that it came to this. And it's like, I'm just worried about their future. Like, I want them to, I feel like they think, like, oh, we'll just continue doing everything that we're doing now.
They're like,
just not in Hype.
Never dies. Okay, yeah, you can say that, but what then?
Guess what? Your funding will die. How the hell are you going to do a world tour? How are you going to release albums and distribute, like, really good high-quality, like, albums? You know, like, all the different types of versions and all these collaborations and everything.
Right.
How are you going to do that with your, like, zero funding?
Are they, like, expecting Minhee Jin just to pick up everything for them and start their own company?
This woman was in debt herself and, like, and has been using so much money on shamans and other random bullshit.
I don't know.
Where are they going to get this magic money from? Do they think some magical company will pick them up? Because I don't think it'll be that easy that another big company or even a small company will risk doing that. Especially because then they have to worry about repercussions from Hype.
Right.
You have to worry about Hype. Hype's repercussions, like, oh, you took New Jeans. Oh, guess what? We're gonna fuck you up, basically. And then Hype is like, you know, takes over like has taken over the industry kind of thing. You know, they're the big four for a reason. It's a mess. It sucks that the girls like really think that everything will be fine, and it sucks that many of you, not just our listeners, but you know, the many of the other people out there are still like being like, yeah, you did it. Like,
it's like, yeah, okay, I get it.
At what cost? You have to. The guy said it so well.
Right.
He said, you guys are not playing checkers. You guys are not. Yeah, you're not even playing checkers. You're playing Connect Four.
Yeah.
And you're not playing chess.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's either chess or checkers. You want to play chess for the long run, right?
Right.
They weren't even playing checkers. They were playing like kid games, like Connect Four. It was horrible, and honestly,
they could have saved themselves from this, but I think the fact that they it was always, like, from what I think, it's always been about Minhee Jin. Like, if they can't have her as CEO, they don't want anything at all.
It's like, yeah, Minhee Jin or bust, and guess what?
It's a bust for them.
I don't know what we're going to do.
Because they could have saved it. Because, like, Hype was going to be like, okay, like, you guys can still have her as your creative director. Yeah. And then, like, she can still make music for you guys. We can still, like, get you guys to do a tour, have an album out by, like, the early next year.
Yeah,
sounds amazing, Hype, but they don't want it.
Hype,
they don't want it.
Hype gave them that second chance.
They
the second chance
it.
Was there. Like, and then, because... Honestly, because Minhee Jin was doing crazy illegal stuff and trying to, like, you know, kind of take, like, get away from Hype illegally doing a lot of like really shady stuff. She got caught doing it, and that's why she was fired. But the fact that
was even going to bring her
back for even a high position such as like a director position, and then none of them took
it. They don't want it. They're like, nope, she needs to be CEO.
And then Minnie Jin said the same thing. She's like that CEO or bust kind of thing for her. And then
it's course, so greedy. Like, oh my she's just gosh. Thinking about herself and not even about these girls. And yeah, they don't realize
she doesn't.
That.
She doesn't care about their livelihoods or their future. She doesn't. She cares about hers. And they don't. The members don't know that. But I'm sure she sells it to them. Like they're her family and everything, right?
Yeah, those are my babies. Kind of.
Oh
thing.
My gosh. So it's just I'm sad because it's probably
it
could
makes
be
me. Angry because like I like New Jeans so much, it just makes me angry that they would do this to themselves.
I'm disappointed. I'm really disappointed and saddened obviously by this whole situation. I was ready. I've cleared my credit cards and everything. I was ready to travel. I'm saving PTO. I was ready for the world tour to go to like multiple shows, right? Like what we did for Blackpink.
Yeah.
Like we went to Dallas. I was ready. Guess what? Now I just have extra money. I went to see 50/50 and I did like all this other stuff. So, but I mean like now I'm excited to see Baby Monster. Now
they're
like,
coming at least.
Yeah, exactly. Our friend Kevin has been gaslighting me, trying to make me go with him to New Jersey because those are the two shows for Baby Monster.
Just go to LA.
Come on. I'm 100%
just
going.
LA.
Of course I'm going to go to LA.
We still want to go to Japan and Korea next year.
But like Haley was saying, she kind of got it out. Les Seraphim is like now the big group, aside from Twice. Obviously, Twice and Blackpink are always there for me. And I know Blackpink has a comeback next year. But Les Seraphim, they haven't toured yet. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Like Baby Monster's touring and they've been out for just a year. Les Seraphim's been like 2 or 3 years now. 3 years probably.
I'm glad we went and saw them at BlizzCon.
Yeah, because like, oh my God, like when the hell are they going to announce a tour? But I'm ready to spend the New Jeans money on Les Seraphim now kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like I'm still haven't gotten the ESPA tickets, so I'm just waiting to see how that goes. But it sucks. I mean, I think I did have some points here from like the press conference and everything. So yeah, they're terminating.
Like highlight.
They're like these are like highlights, right? And then, you know, terminating contract as of November 29th. They will still continue to work as scheduled under their current or previous contract, I guess you could say now. There's a lot of articles about, you know, all the different penalty fees, but New Jeans members and like whoever is sticking beside them feel that they have not violated any of these exclusive contracts. Hello?
Someone's going to read that fine print.
You did violate it. You're terminating the contract.
Early. Way early.
Way early than the usual 7 years. Mm-hmm. Like, it's only been like 2 years. I mean, they're trying to sell, like the manipulation by Hype to deceive the public. Like, sure, you could talk about all that, but this is just like all empathy stuff. You won't win stuff legally. Like, you can't win legal stuff with just, like, emotions and empathy and feelings.
Unfortunately.
You know, they have no intention, apparently, of giving up the name New Jeans. Of course they don't. But how the company, I'm pretty sure Hype owns it. Adore owns it.
That's hard to get. Because, like, even BAP, they can't even get their fucking name from TS Entertainment.
And that's TS Entertainment.
TS Entertainment fucking sucks. Like, it's a small-ass company. And they can't even use it. When they had their comeback, they have to go by their actual, like, given names. So it's not even BAP anymore.
I'm telling you. They just have to rebrand as New Jeans or the N-U, then G-E-N-E-S, like genetics. It's just bad. Even, it's crazy because, yeah, it's real. You know how I knew it was real? On the phoning app, Hani changed her profile picture to, like, the peace out sign. Like, the guy. The peace out meme. Mm-hmm. And then, I guess, like, Minji also said this in one of, like, their... Because, I mean, phoning app was, like, the way you get to message and, like... Or read,
like
New Jeans. It's a bubble for New Jeans.
Yeah.
And Minji said, like, you work hard today, like, referring to the bunnies. This is just the beginning for us. Even if we can't meet on phoning anymore, don't worry. We'll find a way to come back soon. And then Hani put, we've done everything we could. Think of this as a short break. When we return, we'll surprise you all again. Yeah, I'll be very surprised because I don't know if you're going to return. I don't know if this is going to be a short break.
I think they will, but it's just, I don't know when.
It's not going to be to the extent and level that they're thinking they're on. Because they were on a cloud, like cloud nine.
Yeah.
Like the biggest company. Mm-hmm. There's no way you're going to kind of get anywhere close to that. At least not for a long time. So yeah, that sucked. You know what else sucked? Fromis 9 left Pledis. So Pledis, Hybe, there you go, Hybe again.
Well, it's surprising to me because like, I feel sense, like Fromis 9 is not promoted at
all. They barely do anything with them. It sucks.
They weren't even on the fucking game.
Look at Tuas. They're getting so much promotions like versus Fromis. Mm-hmm. And then obviously we know how well 17's doing. Guess what? Right. Fromis might have done well because there's a lot of members. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it would have fed and a lot of people would have really enjoyed them.
They didn't promote but them at all.
As soon as Hybe absorbed Pledis,
they it was about
all
them.
Eyes Bye. On and focus on 17 mm-hmm. and their new and to fixing us. A new group. Mm-hmm. So Frome is forgotten, so they left Pledis. Also, Lucemble had finished their contract, their exclusive contract with whatever this company is, CTDENM. but it was on a good note because I think, remember, like Lucemble, they like a lot of stuff happened and then they just joined this one for like a year. It was a short contract, but apparently they did what they had to do and what they wanted to do. So it was like nothing like Hybe and everything that's been going on. That was on a good note, apparently. And also Signature disbanded. So this has been one after the other, like within this week. The only good news in terms of like all this kind of stuff is GFriend, AKA half of Viviz, because basically the three Viviz members, Yunha, Sinbi, and, Umji, they were from GFriend, but apparently all the members are coming back together and planning to make a reunion this January, on January 13th, for their 10-year anniversary album. And it's
That's pretty cool. You
forget that like GFriend was out that long ago already.
Oh, yeah.
Because like Viviz has been doing their own thing, and I think they're like kind of released as almost like a Gen 4 group too. Mm. So it's just pretty cool and interesting to see that, but that's fun because like they had good songs too. And a lot of people like, I like Yuna a lot because she reminds me of like Nayeon, right? And she was on that episode we talked about a week or two ago when Yuna was with Nayeon on that thing where Nayeon has to guess who she's talking to. Totally. Yeah. So that was super fun. So it was cool to see that they dropped that news too. Also, G-Idol during, was MMA. It MMA?
Yeah.
They confirmed to all of our surprise that every member, all five members had renewed their contract.
That's so good. For Cube. Because I thought they weren't going to.
Because all the shade that that Soyeon and like Shuha throw at Cube, it really didn't look like they were going to renew. But I feel like they were on a good like I guess
they know that they're doing well.
Right, exactly. So I was going to say that they're like riding the wave because the success is really good. They did super well and they had a big, you know, world tour that I was able to go to. And, you know, it was sold out, too, I think.
It's like, why would you throw that away if you know that you're, like, on a high right now? You're like, okay, well, I'm done.
They finally have this good momentum, right? Like, this is what they've been waiting for. Like, they're doing well.
It took a little bit of a while for them to become popular.
They only, like, I think really blew up within the past, like, year or two, maybe, right?
So maybe, like, after Tomboy.
Tomboy, like, I think put them on the map. Then they had Queen Card and everyone got, like, really got their attention, too, so... Good for them. I'm happy. I would watch them too. You should go with us next time. Like even if it's not Barricade, they're a fun show to watch too.
I mean, I do like their music, but I was like, I don't need to go Barricade.
And then but they're very entertaining. They're really good. As like members, like they really give you a lot of attention. I kind of detailed it when I went to watch them with some friends and a few like was that a couple months ago?
It was right before we went to Hawaii.
So there you go. Mm-hmm. So like whatever episode that was, you know what? That was another long segment, so might as well take another small, quick bathroom break, water break. And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell for the Permission to Stand podcast. Every Thursday, Haley and I are here to talk more K-pop, more K-pop happiness, sadness. It's a roller coaster of emotions in the world of K-pop. And you can also ride that roller coaster with us by chatting with us on Instagram.
At Permission to Stand podcast.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that with that said, I guess we could kind of move on ish.
Yeah.
To some more stuff. Okay, let's see. What are you going to say?
I was like, I just have a small note here because it's actually today. It's Jin and Jaehyun's birthday.
Oh, December 4th.
December 4th.
Super Tuna Chumshi himself.
Yes, he turned 32.
Damn, he's almost catching up to me. That? He's close to me again.
It's crazy that he's already 32.
He's getting close.
And Jaehyun,
he is not close to me.
The leader of Boy Next Door just turned 21. No, still a baby.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, at least he's 21. I didn't know he was that old. That's good.
What do you mean?
No, like I thought he was like in teens or something. So it's good he's 21.
The only ones that were like
good. He's
yeah. They're not a super baby.
I'm not like I'm glad. I thought I was like double his age. I am not double his age, just to be clear.
I am more stout.
Oh, let's not tell the people that. You don't look like it, so it's fine. I feel like what matters more when you're older, I've come to realize, who cares about your age number? It's about how you look and how you feel.
Oh, yes. That's
true. Emphasis on how you...
I still feel 21.
Emphasis on how you look, too. Because, like, Haley has... Haley's a like we've mentioned, we're both nurses, but Haley is an aesthetic nurse.
Yeah.
And she gets clients that come in that are like
20s.
Yeah, 20s and teens, but she says they look like they're 40.
Yeah. It's because old. Like they do a lot of stuff with their face, like Botox, fillers, which they don't need
and I think
yet.
You having the half Asian, half white kind of like thing, like I feel like a lot of half white, half Asian friends and just in general I've seen and know, like they feel like you keep your like youth complexion, right?
Yeah.
Like longer.
Because I don't have wrinkles or anything. You know what's the most that I get from my clients? Like the most phrase that I get when I tell them, well, they ask for my age.
Do you tell them your age?
I do. Oh. And they're like, shut up. You're lying to me. Like how many times I've heard that since working as like a nurse, like I would be rich. Like, it's crazy. They actually tell me, like, shut up. You're not even kidding. You're kidding, right? Like, show me your ID kind of thing.
Do you show the ID?
No. But then I, like, I tell them, like, my year that I was born. They don't believe me. They're like, oh, my God. Like, you have no wrinkles. Like, stuff like that. Your skin looks so good. Your secret?
The secret is...
being Asian.
Having Asian...
and not going in the sun.
Asian descent. Oh, that's right.
I mean, like the sun.
There's a reason why Jungkook slathers himself like a ghost when he puts on sunscreen. I mean, there's a reason why they take care of their skin.
Because it makes your skin like leather. I don't know.
I mean, Haley's seen it firsthand plenty of times. Let's see. So you said Jin Jaehyun's birthday. Mm-hmm. And we got their years in there. Also, Melon Music Awards, MMA.
I love all these end of the year award shows because we get to see like...
It's Christmas for us.
Yeah, it is
as
Christmas.
As K-pop stands.
Like, honestly,
all the
cons, like,
all the
performances
stages,
are really good. And like, I feel like they do special... Like, they make it sound different to their regular songs.
Oh, yeah, right. It's like almost like a small remix, but also the way that they perform the stuff is cool. It's always like on a different level.
Yeah.
Like, they take it like above and beyond.
Mm-hmm. So one of the ones that was really, really good was Boy Next Door. I'm not being biased.
Oh, you sound very biased again, Haley.
I'm not biased. Okay, take it from someone who's not their, like, alt group. Joko even said that they were really good and that I should be worried.
More so Mama, I said that, because I like their Mama stage
Mama
a lot.
Especially, but, like, even
yeah,
for...
Yeah, that was good.
Even for Melon, like, I don't know. For the other groups, I feel like they're just performing. But Boy Next Door, I feel like they put that extra, I don't know what it is.
BTS vibes, right? Like,
and Stray Kids.
Big Bang vibes. Stray
like,
Kids
yeah,
vibes. It's
like they perform.
It's
and
a
really
different,
enjoy it.
I know what you mean. It's hard to describe until you watch it yourself and you're like, oh yeah, they're having a great time and they're good at what they do, right? Because I remember like one of the ones that really like caught my attention like recently, like besides this, was, you know, like... for BTS, when they performed one of my favorite drinking songs.
Dionysus.
That whole performance was crazy.
Right. Yeah, they go all out.
And it was
and
like,
it feels like it's their concert, but it's not.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe
it. That's probably what
you
it
feel
is.
Like it's their concert.
Yeah,
but it's just
it
one stage from an award show.
It's crazy.
AKA also this is another award show where everyone who attends, of course, wins.
Yes, exactly.
But Aespa did walk away with like I think 7 awards.
Yeah, 6.
6 awards. Like Aespa's been killing it.
Aespa has been killing it.
And honestly, it's consistent because like I think they were like number 1 and topped a lot of lists throughout the year. So it was like it wasn't just out of nowhere kind of thing. So it's good. I mean, it's like makes me like worried about tickets and future shows, but I feel like it still hasn't translated because, you know, this is mostly in like
Asia
right?
Yeah.
So, so sorry, you could continue. Like all the stages were like fun, like even G-Idol and stuff. Like it was like they had individual stages, like each member and then put it together. But still like Haley said, there's some groups where it's just like, damn.
It feels like it's their concert. I think that's the
it's
best
like,
way to
they're
describe
able
it.
To like, even like, 80s does a good job sometimes of like
do.
Grabbing the tension and everything.
Yeah, 80s was there as well. I feel like their stages are always crazy. Like them and Stray Kids, they put on. It feels
it's
like
a
their
story.
Concert.
To be honest, this shit's a story.
It is a story, but it just sucks because I don't really care for 80s music. Sorry. It's just not my vibe.
I love watching their memes and like all the funny ass reels and stuff.
I love watching them and like their performances, but like I don't go out of my way to like listen to their songs a million times kind of thing.
Exactly.
There's also this one photo from MMA that has been circulating the internet. And when I saw it, I was like, what the fuck?
Which photo is this?
It was the one where there's a sea of fans holding up huge DSLR cameras with
quote-unquote massive
telephoto lenses.
Quote-unquote fans. These are probably like the crazy fan sites and stuff.
Yeah, they're fan sites for sure. But what was... It was insane because like...
It was nuts.
I was like, what the fuck?
These are like next level paparazzi. It's like not even paparazzi. It's like a different level. And it's just in a whole section.
The nice thing though is that they were all put separate from like the real fans attending the concert. And they were just like put in their own section so they can all have their freaking cameras.
Because they're so annoying and they're like... Yeah.
It is so annoying. Because Joko experienced this firsthand at the Boy Next Door meet and greet. For Hello 82.
Yeah. That was wild. I remember when they were trying to like kind of get in my way.
Yeah.
Like I tensed up and like flexed my muscles.
They like, can't move you because they're all, like small just girls.
Good luck trying to move me. I am a mountain. I am an immovable object. Like I remember they're trying to get in my way and then I was like, no. I was like, no. What are you doing? I'm here first and I can't see. And they're like trying to talk to me and like some of them are trying to pretend they don't know English when they obviously do because they're like ignoring all the security guards. It was just nuts because I was in the back.
They're really rude.
They are. They don't give a shit. And it's crazy because like I was just watching them, you know, like in the back because that's where I was. But, you know, like I had a good view also because everyone was kind of shorter too, thankfully. But it's interesting because like, you know, every type of angle, like in terms of like good ones, they're trying to get it. Mm. And yeah, once they like crossed into my like, I would say my personal space. Yeah. I made sure they knew that one try is enough. Don't even try it again kind of thing.
Yeah, because like they put their, because some of them like they put their freaking lens, like that huge lens, and they like rest their arms on your shoulder. Like they were doing it to some of the girls. I was like, what the fuck? That's so like rude. Oh,
if it was on me, I'd be like, get your fucking, yeah. I would like hit I don't know.
They do anything just to get that photo.
So in a way it's good, but it's crazy that they had their own section, which is good.
Honestly, they should do that for every concert. Be like, okay, if you want to bring this in, just go in your own fucking section.
Yeah,
because like their lens is so freaking like they're able to zoom in from a mile, miles away, so they can stand all the way in the back.
And like I said, Haley said, they're rude. They don't give a shit. So it's just like
they can be rude to each other.
Each other, yeah, perfect. And it's just crazy though seeing it like that picture. I was like, wow, it's insane.
You have this one other little note I didn't even know about this about ARMY.
Oh yeah, so during MMA, I guess they did like a little like BTS like
tribute thing?
Like tribute legacy, like group legacy video. And I saw parts of the clips to confirm it. I was like, oh shit, they're right.
Oh.
So they kind of put this on. It's like a short film video, right? Mm. So they did this for BTS, but they excluded Suga.
Oh, like
it was sixth old time, like he was not there.
That's so fucked up.
I was like, what the fuck? I know, like, he's been getting shit lately.
Because of that. It's because of the drinking and driving scooter incident. But, like,
what the fuck is... Like, it looks horrible. And, of course, they're going to get backlash.
Of course. So, ARMY's, which like they crazy. Should.
Because that's kind
of,
like...
He's not out of the group.
And he's not, like, out of the group. And it's not like he was, like... I don't... He didn't even get into any, like, real legal trouble. Mm-mm. And it's, like, nothing he did was, like, harming anyone.
Yeah.
Or hurting anyone. So it's like wild that even happened. So yeah, stupid. That was what happened there. Next little small part, I guess we could just talk about really quick. 17.
Yeah, so we did watch the making of their little characters called Mini Teen.
And I feel like, was it last week or last week where we finally watched the Le Sserafim one?
Last week.
That was fun. It was cool to see this because we watched like a long time ago when BTS made BT21. Mm-hmm. So this one was like a little different. Because
it was very like quick.
It was quick. It was like a little quick
small run through of how like they ended up choosing their final
kind of character designs that they wanted. And like the personalities. Mm-hmm. They went through the personalities. And do you have like the list in front of you or no?
No, I don't. Oh. Are we going to go through everything?
Oh, I mean, I guess
one that really stood out to us.
Yeah, I mean, like, because they didn't show them initially make it.
No.
So we're assuming that the members probably sent out their ideas, and then they came back, like whoever like the they're artist, working with, the artist yeah. came back with like a general template of right. like what to choose out of like four, mm-hmm, different ideas and what they wanted to make out of it.
Basically.
And yeah, because I think all of them sent their initial designs. We knew this because they showcased some of the members' original designs when they sent it away.
Yes. And the one that is the most funniest to me,
of course,
is still Mingyu's, because his is a potato. And we did mention this before, like on another episode when this was released, when they said they were going to have characters, and people were like hating on, like,
what? Carrots were like,
why is Mingyu's a potato? His is so ugly. And then Mingyu went on Weverse and was like, I actually picked this character and designed it.
Like, that was yeah, all my that was decision.
His decision. But his one is so cute. And I think so, like some of the hobbies for his potato was like he likes taking steamed baths. So I was like a steamed potato. And he wanted to
like
make
a boiled potato boiled kind potato. Of thing. Yeah, so like his character is a potato.
Aww. With like a his name is Kimja.
A face. Like a cute face, it's like, but it's so like a potato. It's very looking. Derpy.
His is so cute. And then thing is like his potato character, I think is like really big. Because obviously Mingyu's the tallest member.
He's so. Big. So like when they put him next to the other
mini teen
characters, it's yeah, the scale is there. Because like when you just see it on its own, you're like, oh, it's a potato. But you don't realize
it's a
big potato.
Huge potato.
It's funny when he was doing like the background and like personality. Mm. It was hilarious because like each member like had like where they're from like for like that character.
Yeah.
Like I remember off top of my.
What was it like where they live?
Where they live.
Thing. Yeah. Residence.
I remember like Joshua said his was from like Scotland. It was like so random.
Yeah.
Mingyu, he put the kitchen. This man is a genius. Like, I love certified. Him. Genius, but I know it's because he's dumb, but he's a genius.
That's my resident.
He's so funny without having to try.
Yeah.
But it's you know what I really like?
What he dislikes. What his character dislikes?
You want to know what his character disliked?
Sweet potatoes.
And
he said this is a rival.
He said sweet potatoes are his rival. And like it's almost like a gang war.
I love him. Because
he has mini potatoes always with him too.
Yeah, he said he doesn't want his potato to be alone, so it has to be in a box. And he's like the king potato.
Yeah, he called him Potato the King Potato. I'm like, what the hell?
This is amazing. This is,
it's great because it's like, I love it because all the members kind of got into it. And mm-hmm. like, they really had like backstories. And yes. You could tell like, they're like, oh, you know what?
They really
likes this.
Thought
he does
about
this.
It.
Like, they really like put time into like thinking like, oh, I want this and that. So it's cool. They didn't just like half-ass it. Ahem, Suga.
Yeah.
Looking at Shuki. Man, you should have been a cat.
What
a waste.
Like. Everyone referred to him as a cat, and he was just like, when they designed their BT21, he didn't put any effort.
He had zero effort because he didn't care.
He's like, eh, whatever.
Sorry, Suga, we're not throwing more shade at
you,
but
it's
like disappointing. Like, come on, you could have just at least cared a little bit.
Like, a cat, that would have been the most perfect.
Even Jin made an alpaca just because he knows. They're cute and it would be popular. He's like thinking of like popularity wise
yes,
and like
exactly.
money wise. What would be handsome and popular and cute?
RJ.
Like, so at least
like
he
an
drew
American
it.
Name.
Remember we watched it? He yeah. like drew it.
He did draw it.
Ish. And all it's of all
did.
Of them did.
Yeah.
So it was disappointing. Freaking Shuki. We're stuck with like a cookie that's brown and like looks like Mihoy Minoy freaking SpongeBob.
I don't like
Doodle
Bob.
Character.
Sorry for all those Jungi biases, yeah, but yeah,
that's our opinion, and yeah. It just sucks. Imagine Jungi biases if you had like cat, happy sleepy cat.
Yeah,
Jungi.
Look at San's character.
Oh
his
man,
like his
it's
is
cute.
Like, it looks like San.
And I like that all the mini teen for the 17, like
for Jun,
it all of them match.
Oh, he
them
has the cats
in
also.
Their own way. Yeah. So, like, June's is cool because he had three cats because
yeah,
he has
like a totem pole.
Three pet cats and they're like a totem pole. All the other members, it's just like, you know, the eight's the frog.
Right.
Of course, Hoshi's the damn
tiger.
Of course. It's like all of it matches. Like, Joshua's deer. Like, all of it matches really, really well. Of course, Vernon would be so basic and pick
a
and
human.
Make a human model. Like, to be fair, the original sketches were like quirky and cute.
Yeah.
But, like, the final product was like just it's basically him in a hoodie,
like a rapper
and a hoodie and
kinda.
Jeans
yeah
it's like oh great so
like the hoodie is like kind of like a ski mask though because like you can only see his eyes
so it's actually only his bangs
Is it? I thought you could see his eyes.
I don't know if it's his mouth and his bangs.
Oh, okay.
I might be.
I might be imagining
either
something.
Either way, it. I mean, it's very Vernon. So yeah. I mean, it still matches.
It still matches him. Like he put more effort into it.
So it was cool though. It was fun to watch it. It was really quick too. I didn't realize how much DK, my boy, loves pizza.
Oh,
I'm gonna have a pizza.
This is up dog.
It's too late already because you know we won't be seeing them for a while. Like I wish I had like a flag instead of the American flag with DK on it. I would just put a giant slice of pizza or something. So
he loves
maybe next time. So
yeah, so go watch it. It's on YouTube. It's very short. It's like each episode is like 10 minutes.
It was super fun and super enjoyable for sure. And this will be the last time I remind you to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell for the Permission to Stand podcast wherever you're tuning in, because we are pretty much available on almost all podcast streaming platforms, and all of that will help us find fellow K-pop stans and simps to, you know, kind of find us, and the algorithm, right?
Yes.
Brings us all together along with K-pop. And Haley, where can they check us out and even chat with us and even sign up to possibly win a Baby Monster drip album, brand new, the Ziploc version with all 7 members like included in that photo card thing, plus their Ultimate Bias photo card.
Yeah, so find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast, and if you want to enter the giveaway, make sure you message us on there to tell us who you want to see in 2025 in concert, like your K-pop groups that you want
to
see.
Mine was supposed to be NewJeans. Haley,
I know.
What do I do? Is it? It's still NewJeans, but.
Le Sserafim.
Mine's just like a blank, like
Baby Monster.
I'm just smiling and I'm dead inside kind of thing.
Yeah, so tell us who you want to see. You can put NewJeans still, like, just be hopeful, I guess.
I guess I could cry with you.
And then also tell us who is your ultimate bias from all K-pop groups.
Sana,
that you listen
Sama.
To.
Sana's there. Even though, you know, even though Minji and Yunjin are right there.
Minji!
What happened?
I hope that they come back.
Minji, don't do this to me. I mean, Honey also. Like, I still really like Honey also. And honestly, I think when I first saw NewJeans, I'm not going to lie, I think I really like Haerin. She stood out to me. But she was underage at that time. Yep. So I was like, I will go with Honey. She's safe.
She's legal.
Honey is very safe. But the crazy part is with Baby Monster, it's like all my biases and records for them. I'm like, oh, shit. It's
They're
happened.
Mongnays.
They're all, like, around the Mongnay lines.
But,
like,
I mean Ahyeon, to be fair.
Ahyeon is my bias. And Haley, yes, to be fair.
To be fair, all these groups just keep getting younger.
I know.
So,
and we're just getting older.
Yep.
And then, also, at least Ahyeon turns 18, I think, in, like, 5-6 months.
Almost there. I was telling Joko, too, because,
like, oh, my God.
For NekZ, my bias, like, he is not the Mongnay, but he's not legal. He's 17, but on May 11th, he will be legal. So I'm just counting down. He's the one that looks like Baby Han. His name is Huey, and yes, I feel like he's...
You're shitting. Did you say May 11?
Yeah.
Okay, I almost, like, I was like, oh shit. I was like, 11 sounds familiar.
Why?
I double check. It's April 11th, so okay, a month before, it's Ahyeon. So
yes,
I was like...
celebrating
was
her
like,
birthday.
I was like, why am I... Like, it's like, 11 sounds familiar. Like, I'm waiting for something. And I
okay,
guess
like, a month later, I'm going to celebrate Huey's birthday.
Yay.
Yeah, so moving on.
Moving on, finally.
Oh, God.
It's BTS and Stray Kids time.
BTS, I have some really sad news.
Oh, no. More sad news.
Yeon-tan.
Kim Yeon-tan. Little doggo.
Yeah, V's dog.
So cute, the cute
away.
Black Pomeranian that won all our hearts.
Yes.
Bam Bam's older brother. Tiny older brother.
But so on December 2nd, V announced on social media that Yeon-tan has gone on a long journey. And he did actually... So when I saw his post and I was like, wait, why is he posting Yeon-tan? Like, why is he posting all of these like old videos of him? And, like, in my head, I was like, please, I hope this is not what it is.
And it's because, like, out of nowhere, because he's supposed to be on military leave. And, you know, I mean, it seems like he was, like, on a lot of frequent breaks
in
between.
Yeah, he has a lot of breaks in between. But then I was like oh, God, please, no. And then because, like, he didn't, like, really write anything yet.
Yeah, he didn't say anything.
And then I went on his stories and there was, like, a translation and basically... Yeah, he did confirm that it was because Yeon-tan had passed away.
Oh, Yeon-tan.
He was like...
Haley thought he was a lot older, but I was I think he was younger. Because, like, I think Yontan, he got him even like
2017.
Before they like even after they debuted.
They debuted like a little bit after, but
oh, poor baby.
So he was like, recently Yontan embarked on a long journey to the stars. I thought a lot about how to share this with you, but I felt it was only right to let ARMY, who have sent Yontan so much love until now, to know about. Because like, I feel like it's hard
of to course.
Tell people about, like, I'm going to get like emotional.
I know you are. So I guess I could talk just a little bit. But I mean, for the most part, yeah, it's always more difficult, especially bringing it up. But at the same time, like, because Yontan was... honestly was heavily part of a lot of ARMY's lives, because Tae always brought him around everywhere. We always saw Yontan in his derpy ass face.
He's so cute.
On all the food and all the, you know, like all the Yontan hugs and kisses, like during like some of Tae's lives back in the day. So it's, and it's crazy though, because he I didn't even know this, that Yontan went through like some surgeries and stuff. He had a lot of heart problems.
Yeah, because like when Tae initially adopted Yontan in 2017, he knew that Yontan had like medical problems already, and that was part of the reason why V wanted to take him in, because he knew that he would be able to give him a good life. But he did share that Yontan had multiple, like, two unsuccessful heart surgeries.
So, I didn't know that. That's interesting. For a dog, and it's because, unsuccessful, like, too. That's so sad.
You could die during surgery. He didn't, but, like, they were not successful. So, like, I'm sure, like, a lot of this has to do with his shortened lifespan, because Yontan was only 7 years old, and Pomeranians can usually live up until 15.
15, almost
because,
20.
Because, like, the smaller dogs can live longer. I mean, we know someone that had a dog, a Pomeranian, 18 years old. So, like, Yontan was still kind of, like, baby-ish.
Like, just, like, not even, like, halfway-ish. Yeah. Like, maybe barely halfway.
Yeah. But even though, like, V knew how fragile like Yontan's health was, like, he wanted to take him and adopt him anyway,
because obviously Tae can afford to do all this, right? So I'm sure that's exactly, you know, like you said, like, give him the lifestyle and like
that he could deserve, like,
yeah, he could get, especially with all the all the medical care that I'm sure Yontan needed too.
Yeah, so like because V knew this about Yontan, that's why he kind of immortalized Yontan like in his albums.
Oh, because, yeah, like, of course.
He made him...
even the album
for
cover.
His first solo album, Layover, it was all Yontan. Like, the photo cards, the photo shoot, the concept, the whole box was Yontan.
It was cool.
So, like, he kind of just... now I kind of feel like we should have bought that album.
Are they sold out?
No, they're not. Oh, but, like,
we'll see. There you go.
But, yeah, so Yontan also appeared on, like, the album's cover, the art, the designs, photo books, photo cards, like, everything. Even, like, promotional pictures, he was, like, highlighting, like, his love for Yontan, basically.
Of course.
And Yontan even made history as the first celebrity pet to feature in a music show performance. Remember when he brought him out on stage?
I remember he had, like, a body double, too, or something.
Oh, yeah, he did. Like, I think the dog's name was Rocky.
Yeah, it was, because, like, a body double. Because
he shot somewhere else. He shot, like, overseas, and he couldn't bring Yontan, obviously. So he had a body double.
See,
but
Yontan,
his name,
man,
was, like, I think it was Rocky. But, yeah, so he debuted on... like, on stage with Tae for slow dancing.
That was
pretty
cool.
It was Mnet's M Countdown.
And, like, he just walked out.
He told ARMY to, like, you know, like, not shout and stuff, not to, like,
and
scare
did,
Yontan,
you know,
like, to be quiet.
ARMY was respectable and...
yeah, and then so, like, Yontan is even featured on the cover art of his, like, upcoming collaboration with Bing Crosby for White Christmas.
Oh, I didn't
remember?
Know that. I forgot,
like,
that it was, like, the
Tae's,
art.
It's just Tae's... not Tae. It's Yontan's face... and then Bing Crosby, and they both have, like, Christmas hats on.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so he's going to be, for that, it makes it even more sadder, because, like, I'm sure, like, V didn't know that he was going to pass away like that. But, yeah, that song is going to be released on December 6th, which we went over. Anyway, end of sadness for now.
On to Thirst Traps with Jungkook.
So Jungkook... there's been, like, a lot of unreleased clips that I've been seeing floating around online, and I was like, where the fuck are these from? And I guess it's from his docu-movie, I Am Still, which we did actually see in theaters, but these are, like, unseen clips that Disney Plus, you can only see them on Disney Plus. So we need to watch that.
I'm, like, surprised that they are holding out
because they want people to sign up for
on
Disney
these
Plus.
Topless photos. They were not even released theatrically.
Not even photos. They're
or
like videos.
I mean, sorry. Yeah. Topless videos. Like held out from the theatrical release, and then of course you got to sign up for Disney Plus. On Disney, you can watch topless Jungkook.
Yeah, more of that. good thing we have
Disney
it already.
And their thirst traps. Like, damn, Jesus, it will work though for Army, right?
Yeah. Speaking of thirst traps, V also posted a video of himself dancing with the dancer Lee Jung Lee. He was wearing a tank top. And, like, he didn't even show part of his face. He, like, had it covered with, like, a mask.
Right.
But Army was going crazy because, like, they put two videos, like, back-to-back from, I think, before his enlistment and then this current video. And he's gotten really, really beefy.
He's a beefy boy.
He's a beefcake. And, like, I don't know, like, people were going crazy over that. I was like, damn, okay, Tay. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Because I think we're going to talk about Jin's escapades next
Jin's fishing
next week
adventures.
Because it's a part two series. And we just want to
talk about it all in one go.
Yeah.
And not to mention also, just the heads up, Haley's family will be in town next week too.
Oh, yeah.
So we have to, I don't know if we're going to split the recording and do like a special episode just to like give us time. I think we might have to do two episodes. Just the heads up.
I'm just throwing it.
You know how like we do a special one when we're busy doing something? So we might have to pre-record like another special or something, because based on the schedule, there's no way we can record it like the following week after with your brother.
Unless we do it on Tuesday.
Like when your brother's here?
He comes on the 11th.
No, that's fine. I'm talking about the next episode. Look at this. For the 16th, 17th. When are you going to record?
On the 18th.
Oh, Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Oh, I guess
I don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe we're okay. All right, never
we are
mind.
Okay.
That's Stray Kids.
Ignore that. Okay, Stray Kids. So we did talk about it earlier, but they are set to release their new album, Skiz Hop Hip Tape Hop. Why is that so confusing?
Hip Hop.
Hip Hop. Skippity you. I don't fucking know. And its title track, Walking on Water, on December 13th. Like we did kind of mention it earlier, but all of the members did release an unveil track teaser video on YouTube. They also have it up on their Instagram, and each member has that now released. Like, it's complete. Like, the last one today was Bang Chan's, and his was like a fucking thirst trap. But I don't actually know if this is going to be that's it, or if they're going to have full MVs for each member, because like sometimes with their unveil videos they don't even release a full music video, which is what they did for Domino. Like, they did an unveil teaser video and never released a music video, so I don't know if they're actually gonna spoil us and have like 8 music videos, like each solo. Would they do that?
I think honestly you wouldn't know until
wouldn't
it happens
know. But I mean, that would be fucking amazing if they do release each music video for each member, because I feel like that rarely happens. I think ITZY did it. Maybe I'm
so
thinking
it's
possible do it for Stray Kids.
At least you know it's possible.
Yeah.
Though.
So also when Hyunjin's unveil teaser came out, Bang Chan came on Bubble and he was like, "Hyunjin's teaser is out. It's so cool. He's wearing almost nothing. I don't know what."
Ooh, that's how you get people's attention.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
how you do
exactly.
It.
But I went and watched it, and I was like, "He's in a fucking crop top, Bang Chan. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. You are the one that's topless." Red
He's
lights
a thirst
2.
Trap
0?
King, so he knows how to get
he
your
knows
attention
exactly. Also, Stray Kids are currently in Japan for their Osaka concert, which is coming up.
Any excuse
December
for them
5?
To be in Japan? To be honest, I just love
8.
It there. They're like gods.
They should
there.
Fucking live there. As well as Korea. We should live in Japan. But that's
Why
pretty much
we
it.
There?
That's it. Because like I feel like Stray Kids is so busy with their Dominate tours right now. There hasn't been a lot of news because I'm like not going to go over every like freaking concert. But just go check out all the fan
camps. Just check
camps.
Out the fan camps.
Same
There's
with a lot
of
funny
else.
Stuff that goes on at their concerts, honestly. I see a lot of Changbin and Felix like cuddling up to each other and getting each other wet.
Ooh.
Yep. Go check those out.
Ooh, got my attention.
Felix is me, guys. Felix is me.
Oh my gosh, okay. I mean, especially with his hair right now. He looks more like you than usual.
That's true.
I also will be seeing Kiss of Life this coming Sunday with a bunch of friends. So yes, we'll see how that goes. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting and fun because they're already here in LA. Mm-hmm. But they're already, I think, on their second day.
Novo, right?
Yeah, they're here in LA. But I'm not watching it because obviously I have work too. So mm-hmm. Sunday was like the best time to do it.
Because they're having it in Anaheim?
That's going to be at, I think, Anaheim House of Blues.
Okay.
I'm not,
is that 100%... where we saw Scandal?
It might be. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I think it is. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. I'm not 100% sure, but I think that's where it is. Mm-hmm. We'll find out very soon. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in. As always, don't forget to hit that notification bell. Like, follow, subscribe wherever you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, because we are pretty much available on almost all podcast streaming platforms. And anything you do, especially leaving a rating and, you know, a little review, goes a long way. That, like, 10 to 30 seconds, or maybe even if it's a minute, you know, we appreciate it so much, and it goes a long, long way in terms of helping the podcast. And don't forget, you can still chat with us and also sign up for our holiday giveaway. Where, Haley?
At Permission to Stand Podcast on Instagram.
Yep, yep. That's it. Yep. So thank you very much for tuning in to the next episode. Please take care, stay safe, and as always, peace.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.